Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Lots to talk about from opening day. Let's do it on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Friday, March 29th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And the biggest news of the day, or one of the biggest news items, Justin Steele exited his start with a left hamstring strain. After the game, Craig Counsell said Steele will be placed on the IL, did not offer a timeline. And it sucks because Steele was pitching really well before he left. 4 2/3 innings, 1 run, 6 strikeouts. Somebody who might be a replacement, Scott, Garrett Crochet, who looked great against the Tigers. 6 innings, 1 run, 8 strikeouts to 0 walks. He's only 39% rostered. Is Garrett Crochet a must add?
Pretty close, I would say. There are a lot of interesting pitchers to pick up off the waiver wire. If Jack Flaherty's still out there in your league or Gavin Stone, I would probably prioritize them over Crochet because of how they looked this spring. So, you know, I say that as reassurance for the people who have Justin Steele, that obviously it stinks to lose him and, you know, it might be several weeks before he's back, but there are alternatives, and Garrett Crochet, I would say, definitely emerged as one with his performance on opening day. He is a pitcher who throws very hard, and like just the way his fastball looks as it zips into home plate, I don't know. It's beyond even the 99 miles per hour he hits with it. It's always struck me as an impressive looking fastball. He's got a good slider too. Doesn't have much beyond that, but there is no better indicator of upside for a pitcher than a swing and miss fastball, which Garrett Crochet has. And that he was able to go 6 innings in his first start as a professional after some time in the bullpen, some injuries, and he wasn't even a full-time starter in college. I think it was very impressive. And he got the strikeouts. Tigers lineup isn't the greatest, but you know, a lot of people think that's a team with playoff aspirations. So impressive all around for Garrett Crochet. Doesn't mean he's going to be able to sustain this, but he showed that there is something to see here. And as much buzz as he generated, you probably need to pick him up.
Would you rather have Garrett Crochet or Frankie Montas, who threw 6 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts in his Cincinnati Reds debut?
So Frankie Montas is the safer one, but I think speaking to the average fantasy player out there, you're going to want to sell out harder for the upside. Frankie Montas himself does have upside. We've seen him be a pretty high-end pitcher in the past with good strikeout numbers, but it's always been a little shaky because so much depends on the feel he has for the splitter, and it comes and goes. So he can be frustrating even when he's not coming off a year lost to injury and all the concerns that go with that. Plus, while Frankie Montas did pitch well, he emphasized a cutter more than he had in the past. And so that's normally a pitch to contact pitch. Swinging strikes were down. Strikeouts were down. Not saying every start's going to go that way, but it wasn't as impressive to me as the Crochet start. And I do feel like the best case scenario for Crochet is a little bit better.
All right, we got the full Royce Lewis experience on opening day. He went 2-for-2 with a home run before leaving the game with a quad injury. He underwent an MRI and currently awaiting results. Lewis has dealt with many injuries in his career, specifically to his legs. And two third basemen who are rostered in less than 50% of leagues might be able to get these guys as replacements. Michael Garcia, if you need speed. Michael Bush, who had a good game here on opening day, maybe if you need a little bit more pop. Scott, let's wrap up talking about the Tigers' bullpen. So on opening day, one-run lead, Shelby Miller pitched in the seventh inning. Andrew Chafin recorded the next four outs, and then the final two outs went to Jason Foley, not Alex Lang, like many thought would be the case here in this bullpen. Foley looked great. He averaged 99.3 miles per hour on his sinker. Would you actually drop Alex Lang to pick up Jason Foley?
I don't know that I'd go that far. You know, I think back to a couple years ago, Julian Merriweather got the first two saves for the Blue Jays, and everybody was thinking he had overtaken Jordan Romano, and it didn't last long. And then I think even more recently than that, Tony Santian got a save for the Reds on opening day, but that didn't last long. So I don't know that I'm ready to, in leagues where saves are scarce, I don't know that I'm ready to move on from Lang. But this was a really impressive outing for Justin Foley, who, I mean, kind of gives off some like Emmanuel Class A vibes. Throws a sinker very hard. It peaks at 101, tons of movement. Maybe isn't going to get the strikeouts of the average late inning reliever because it's more of a pitch to contact pitch, but they're not doing much on the contact they make. And he just looked so good. And Alex Lang was so shaky all of last season that it wouldn't surprise me at all if AJ Hinch decided, all right, we're just going to stick with this for as long as it works. The fact Lang didn't even appear in a one run game and he's supposedly a closer, not a good sign. So nothing is certain here, but Foley was impressive enough that if I had Lang, I'd want to back him up with Foley. And I think I'm more interested in Justin Foley at this point than any of the Brewers guys, maybe even either of the Twins guys. We saw Griffin Jax get a save over Brock Stewart, who worked the eighth. But I think there's a better chance Lang has legs, you know, since those guys are injury replacements. And I feel like there's, if he's the guy, he's the guy, and it's not going to become a timeshare situation like it might in those other cases.
Jason Foley, only 9% rostered on CBS. So if you need saves, he is out there in almost every single league. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.